USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announced in his State of the Union address that he will meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un in Vietnam on February 27th and 8th. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo joins Fox Business with a message for the North Koreans.
Well, it's a real opportunity for the world. I have a team on the ground in Pyongyang even as we speak, beginning to lay those foundations for the meetings that will happen at the end of this month. We are very hopeful that Chairman Kim will fulfill his commitment, the one that he made back in June in Singapore to denuclearize his country.
Wednesday at the White House, President Trump is nominating David Malpass to head the World Bank.
David has been a strong advocate for accountability at the World Bank for a long time. He has fought to ensure financing is focused on the places and projects that truly need assistance, including people living in extreme poverty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
A Connecticut lawmaker wants to tax ammunition. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Freshman State Representative Jillian Gilchrist of West Hartford wants to impose a 50% tax on ammunition. The Democrat says her bill is a prevention measure that's designed to protect public health.
We see this as a public health measure, similar to what we've done in the state of Connecticut with increasing the tax on cigarettes. When we increase that tax, we've seen a reduction in use.
The National Rifle Association does not agree, saying that her proposal is dreadful legislation that punishes law-abiding citizens.
A Milwaukee, Wisconsin police officer was shot and killed Wednesday morning while serving a warrant. The Pentagon is moving 250 active-duty troops to the border town of Eagle Pass, Texas, ahead of a migrant caravan. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said that nearly 2,000 migrants are approaching the Texas border. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence would not rule out another government shutdown if Congress does not deliver funding for the president's proposed wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. The vice president was on CBS this morning.
Well, I think our hope is that there's not, but I can't make that guarantee, Jeff. I mean, the simple truth is that Congress needs to do their job. And the president laid out last night a common-sense approach to deal with what is a very real crisis on our southern border, a humanitarian crisis where now the majority of people coming across our border are families and unaccompanied minors. Take them on a long and dangerous journey up the peninsula in the hope of being able to come into our country illegally and to stay. The reality is there's also the security threat, the flow of narcotics, the flow of individuals with criminal backgrounds and gangs that come into our country. So the president's made it clear. He's laid out a plan to secure our border, to build a steel barrier in the 10 most important areas that our Homeland Security says that we need it, to have additional detection technology to stop the flow of illegal drugs, additional border personnel to deal with illegal immigration and human trafficking, additional medical support to deal with the humanitarian crisis approaching our border.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.